Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to bring our meeting to order. This is a meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is Friday, May the 22nd, 2020, and it is 2 p.m. We will begin by calling roll to confirm that we have quorum. Please answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio?
Here.
Jim Willihan? Beth Meyer?
Here.
Paul Martell? Lois Darlene Crow?
I'm here.
Pardon me. Paul Bixney?
Here.
And Allison Klein? Let's try again. Jim Willihan?
Right. Paul Martell. I agree.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that when you're on a speakerphone, these microphones pick up everything. We're hearing sidebar conversations. We can hear pages moving, typing on your computer. Please be very mindful of that. So that if you're not speaking and an active participant in the conversation, put your phone on mute. You can either hit *6 or #6 to both mute and unmute, or you can use the icon on your screen that looks like a microphone. If it's red, you are unmuted. I bet you are muted. If it's green, you're unmuted, and we'll be able to hear everything going on around you. We do have 5 members present. That constitutes a quorum for this meeting. Council members, we would like to approve the agenda as posted if there are no recommended changes. Council members, we need a motion. Bixney is the motion. Do we have a second?
Mrs. Darlene, I second it.
Darlene is the second. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. We've just had a notification that Jim Willihan and Allison Klein were both excused for today. Next, we'd like to approve the previous minutes of Thursday, March 26th of 2020, if there are no recommended changes or corrections.
This is Beth Meyer.
We'll take Myers for the motion and Mr. Delvecchio for the second.
Yes, thank you.
All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. We have several to review today. Requests for waivers. Let's begin with number one. Well, actually, let's interview Marlita. Staff first.
Hey, Marlita, it's Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Does the chair want to be in control of the agenda, or does he want you to run through it? I just wanted to confirm.
We'll continue as usual. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Delvecchio, Mr. Campbell as well. Let's introduce staff. I am Marlita Peters, and I will help facilitate your meeting today. We have Jim Hammers and Chris Howell, as well as Mr. Campbell has joined the meeting, and Mr. Madani. Do we have any other staff on the line that would like to be recognized?
Justin Vogel is here.
Thank you, Justin. Anyone else? I believe Chip Sellers has joined us. Do we have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized?
Brad Schiffer. Excuse me. Brad Schiffer.
Bob Boyer.
Brad Schiffer and Bob Boyer.
Sheriff Larry Ashley.
Sheriff Ashley. Anyone else?
Sebastian Casena.
Please repeat your name.
Sebastian Casena.
Sebastian Casena. Do you represent a property?
I represent number 3, Sunset Beach. And I'm the owner, but the architect was supposed to be in the list.
I'm right here. Evo Fernandez, also representing number 3.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have anyone else that would like to be recognized?
I'm Connor Ross, representing number 2.
Connor Ross?
Yes.
Thank you. Anyone else? Hearing none, let's move ahead. We will begin with number 1, Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office Training Center. And I believe...
Related, this is Chip. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now, Chip. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okaloosa County. I'm going to go ahead and start with the first one.
All right. Thank you.
Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office Training Center, waiver number 449. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is new construction, and it's in plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a 2-story law enforcement training facility with a floor area of 11,300 square feet. The project is co-located on the same site as the sheriff's shooting range. The first floor will have public gun safety training rooms and storage areas. The second floor will consist of offices and training room for sworn law enforcement officers only to be accessed by way of a secure key card entrance. The project estimated cost of construction is $1,871,000. The architect stated sworn deputies have a physical fitness requirement and must be able to meet certain thresholds. In other words, one cannot be sworn deputy who has a physical disability. There will never be a need for this, for a disabled person to access the second floor of this project. The applicant alleges that the hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owner in general. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends denying the request for waiver for vertical accessibility based on the fact that the project in question is new construction and the petitioner has not demonstrated that the provisions of vertical accessibility would cause unnecessary, unreasonable, or extreme hardship.
Thank you, Mr. Sellers. Sheriff Ashley, you're on the line. Do you want to represent your property? Do you have any quick remarks?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for the opportunity to speak and for taking up this matter. I'll repeat, it's for certified law enforcement only. This building will never be anything other than a training center. It's not designed to be anything except a training center. I would note for the committee's sake that Florida Statute 943.13 requires law enforcement officer pass a physical exam based on standards established by the Criminal Justice Standards and Training Commission. And also our Sheriff's Office General Order 36.112 requires our law enforcement officers to perform the half mile 18 obstacle course within an 8.5 minute time period. We have no handicapped individuals in law enforcement, and it is a sole law enforcement purpose facility. It would be unnecessary, and it would provide a hardship to us to have to throw additional dollars for something that would never be used.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Council members, do you have any clarifying questions for staff or for Sheriff Ashley?
This is Beth Meyer. The question, if it's a training facility, that means people can be brought in to train. And I know that disability training is part, is something that, that happens, with law enforcement. Is this, do you have speakers that go upstairs to train? And what if, you know, you had even, it could be a temporary situation where someone, you know, was in an accident and they have no access to the upstairs. you know, I understand there's a fit for duty type of a thing, a threshold, but you do have outside people come in and train, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Great question. The whole first floor is set up for outside visitors to train. We train civilians in law enforcement requirements. The upstairs is a secure environment where we would not have anybody except law enforcement on that top floor. So any trainer that would come in or any civilian that would come to our training facility, all the amenities that they would need or would be required would be on the bottom floor.
Any other council member questions? Hearing none, council members, back to you for discussion and or a motion.
Any public comment allowed?
Yes, please. This will be the
this is Larry Schneider. I'd just like to bring to everyone's attention that this is a top-two government entity and the vertical accessibility exception under Title III is not valid under Title II. So there is no get out of jail card, no pun intended, for providing vertical access to a Title II entity.
Thank you, Mr. Schneider. Any other public comment?
This is Beth Meyer. I mean, I understand what Larry is saying. I was trying to kind of, you know, it's a building, a Title II government building built by, you know, taxpayer dollars. So I don't know. That is. Because of that's for me. I wouldn't be able to support it because of that. But I understand what the sheriff is saying, but I'm not sure why we have this in front of us.
The chair, this is Mo McDonough. I just ready.
Go ahead, Mo.
This is principal. Is it true of Title II, and for that also if vertical ability is required? So that Schneider is correct.
Excuse me, this here is Joe DeVecchio. Mr. Madani, you're breaking up a great deal, unfortunately. But I believe that you were advising committee members that under Title II and also its new construction, so it's required by law, Florida law. Am I correct? Is that what you were trying to say, Mr. McDonald?
It is in new construction, and not only is new construction required to comply with the facility, but however, it is Title II entity.
Where vertical accessibility is required. Here is Joe DeVecchio. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to move to recommend that the Florida Building Commission deny this application. That there is my motion. Thank you.
I second.
Is that Beth Meyer's second?
Yep.
Do we have any further discussion by the council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to deny, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, the motion carries. We now move to item number two, the Florida Association of Rehabilitation Facilities, waiver number 456. Mr. Sellers?
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project progress is in plan review. A compliance estimate and amount spent on accessible features equals $407,842. The project cost and construction over the past 3 years is $286,755, with having an economic threshold of 142%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of an existing two-story office building with 7,600 square feet. The proposed alteration will consist of demolition, concrete work, carpentry, doors, and window upgrade, reconfiguring walls and improvement to the building, plumbing, HVAC, and electrical system. In addition, the proposed alteration will include accessible upgrades, which consists of a new ramp and landing, accessible doors, renovating a restroom, and adding a new high-low water cooler. The project cost is $286,755 for the alteration, and $105,842 is being spent on accessible upgrades. The applicant submitted an estimate of $302,000 and $340,999 for an elevator and work associated. The applicant stated that substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Do we have anyone on the line representing Florida Association of Rehabilitation Facilities?
Yeah, that's me, Connor Ross with Gilchrist Ross Crew Architects.
Thank you, Connor. Would you like to speak on this for briefly?
Yeah, one of the hardships is that it has a mat foundation, and so that the elevator shaft and hoist will have to be located in the parking lot. So not only are you adding an elevator, but you're adding exterior skin and HVAC and electrical costs. And so the hardship ends up being a lot worse than we would have hoped. The foundation has got post-tensioning in it, so you really can't do anything to it except for building away from it. So it's really not anything that you can do to that existing foundation.
Thank you. Do we have any clarifying questions by the council? Hearing none, is there any?
Excuse me, this is Joe DeVecchio. I do have a question for the architect of record here is, My understanding is that the rehabilitation facility or the association, have you owned this building for, well, what is the period of time that you maintain ownership?
They just purchased the building.
They just purchased the building.
Right, they purchased it.
This here is Joe DeVecchio again for the record. And the building was purchased with the knowledge of these problems that existed, that pre-existed before it was purchased?
We told them that there'd be that they may have a problem with the elevator, that we thought that it may be, reading the code, it looked like if the subject area was just the first floor, which is the only thing that's being renovated, that we thought that the elevator wouldn't kick in. But the permit company said as soon as you hit the building, then the whole building becomes the area. And so that's what kicked in the elevator. I forget that code number, but it said that the area that is being renovated has to be brought up to code, and the first floor is being brought up to code 100%, and the second floor is being left as it is.
This is Joe DeVecchio. I respect your transparency on this, but given what you have said, I'm going to move that we deny this application. Here's my motion for the record.
Chairman DeVecchio, this is Justin Vogel, the commission attorney, if I can chime in briefly. In this particular case, because the economic hardship threshold has been met, the Board of Statutes requires that the commission grant a waiver in this case. It's not relevant according to the statute when the owner purchased the building. It doesn't go into that analysis. So you can make that recommendation, but it would be contrary to what Florida law states. I think we have discussed this before at some of our council meetings, and I would have to advise the council of that fact, and I would be advising the commission of that fact as well.
Yes, I, this is Joe DeVecchio for the record. I respect what you're telling me, and we are an advisory committee, the Florida State Building Commission, and I'll see how they come down on it. Obviously, you're going to have the opportunity to discuss this with them. But I've made my motion.
This is Beth Meyer from Selk. It's just the point. It's the Florida Association for Rehabilitation Facilities for People with Disabilities to, you know, get out there. And it just, I would have to second the chair's opinion on this. I don't know where, you know, we don't ask questions where the funding, you know, comes from and any of that. But, you know, as you saw the previous with the Title II government facility, this is the Florida Association for Rehabilitation Facilities. I would vote no. And so I would second the chair's, because I second the chair's.
Thank you. Are there any other council members with questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to deny, Mr. Chairman, we do need a reason for your motion to deny. I did not hear that before.
Okay.
I would say it's technically feasible and it's economically appropriate. You know, I mean, it's
okay. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm only hearing one comment. Do we need to take this one by roll call vote, perhaps?
That would be a good idea, Marlene. Could you please do that?
Yes, I can do that. I'm going to call your name and please vote yes if you agree with the motion to deny. You will vote no if you think that this should be granted. It sounds backwards, but that's what you are voting on at this time. So yes, if you agree with the motion to deny. DeVecchio?
Yes.
Boyhan's not with us. Beth Meyer?
Yes.
Paul Martel? Lois Darlene Crowe?
Yes.
Paul Vixney?
Yes.
Allison Klein, not with us. All right, so that is unanimous motion to deny. One moment, please. Thank you. Moving ahead to number three, Sunset Beach Suite Hotel, waiver number 450. Mr. Sellers?
The issue is vertical accessibility of the first, second, and third floors. The project type is historical preservation alteration. The project progress is under design. Compliance estimate amount spent on accessible features equals $556,952. Project construction costs and construction over the past 3 years is $1,633,279. The economic threshold percentage is 34%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from the elevator requirements of section 407.4.1 of the 6th edition 2017 Florida Building Code Accessibility section 407.4.1 5.4.1 is ADA provision, which requires that the car dimensions of an existing elevator be at least 54 inches deep with a minimum clear width of 36 inches. Currently, the existing three-story hotel has an existing elevator with elevator car dimension that is slightly smaller than that required by Section 4.7.4.1. The hotel in question has 19 units with a total floor area of 12,130 square feet. The proposed units and common area finishes, restoration, and historical, The proposed alterations for the project will include renovation of the exterior facade, upgrade the interior unit and common area finishes, restoration of the historic lobby, new ADA accessible hotel unit, interior and exterior alterations to provide ADA accessibility to all common areas, and upgrade to the hotel fire and life safety systems. The project alteration cost is $1,633,279 and a total of $215,667 being spent on making the hotel accessible. The applicant submitted an estimate of $344,253.80 and $341,285 for an elevator and work associated. The applicant stated that the only item that the project design team was unable to correct is vertical accessibility, which has become technically infeasible. The applicant's request is to reuse the existing elevator, which is slightly smaller than the required for ADA accessibility.
Thank you.
One moment, Myers.
We have Mr. Cassano, the building owner, and Mr. Fernandez, the architect, online. Would either of you like to make some brief comments for your request?
Yes. So my name is Ivo Fernandez. I'm the principal Modus architect, and we've been working on the project now for a little bit. And we, this is your kind of a traditional historical Art Deco building located in the historic district of Miami Beach on Indian Creek. It's an existing three-story building. It does have an elevator now. The elevator is slightly smaller than the required 54 by 36. It is functioning. It does serve fourth level, second level, and third levels. As part of the alterations, we have located the ADA room on the ground floor, where it does not require the elevator to access it. It's coming in directly off of the lobby. We have made some alterations to the exterior building with the approval of the city and the historical director to provide new openings, exterior door openings and ramps into the lobby area, so there'll be a direct access from the exterior into the interior, full accessibility to that particular unit. I do want to state that the current elevator size, although it does not meet the minimum dimensions, it does exceed one of the dimensions. So the current size is 50 by 40, whereas the required is 54 by 36. So although we are 4 inches short in one dimension, we are 4 inches over in the other. As was mentioned, we are upgrading all the life safety, sprinklers, smoke detectors, fire alarm. So there'll be, the building will meet all current life safety, and we are meeting all the other ADA requirements.
Thank you, Mr. Fernandez. Mr. Cassano, did you have any comments, or does that cover it?
That covers.
Thank you. Council members, do you have any clarifying questions for either these representatives or Mr. Sellers?
This here is Joe DeVecchio. I like to tell the architect and the owner I appreciate their initiatives that they have made on this particular project in Miami Beach. I appreciate that, and I'm going to move that
Mr. DelVecchio, we do need to get public comment before we move to a motion.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. Thank you. Is there any public comment at this time? Hearing none, back to the TAC for a motion. Mr. DelVecchio, this is your moment.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, this is Joe DelVecchio for the record. I'm gonna move that we grant this waiver. Thank you.
On what grounds?
Okay, just give me a moment here. There's a lot of distraction here. Just give me a moment.
Certainly.
Joe, this is Beth.
On the grounds of economic hardship and the historical nature of the property. Thank you.
Ms. Myers?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion by council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. We will move ahead to item number 4, Normandy Hotel, waiver number 416. Mr. Sellers?
All right. The issue is vertical accessibility to all 4 levels. The project type is historical preservation alteration, project progresses, and plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to all 4 levels of a historic hotel built in 1936 with 24,500 square feet. The historical hotel is an Art Deco style hotel with 63 guest rooms and 5,000 square feet basement. The basement is a half a level, 5 foot down from the lobby with no elevator access. The first level of guest rooms is a half a level, 5 feet up from the lobby with no elevator access. The second and third floors of the hotel are accessible by the existing elevator. The building is currently unoccupied. The applicant is proposing to repair the exterior of the building envelope, make structural repairs, upgrade existing windows, storefront, and doors, replace existing roof, restore the interior, provide for ADA compliance. The project cost is $800,000. The applicant stated that vertical accessibility at the front entrance by means of a 1-12 ramp can be provided, but the 5-foot top and bottom landing cannot be provided due to the right-of-way. The proposed ramp will provide accessibility to the lobby where existing elevator is located. According to the applicant, the building will have ADA accessible rooms on the floors 2 and 3 that are accessible by the existing elevator. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility based on historical significance.
Thank you. Do we have anybody representing Normandy Hotel on the line that would like to speak for the property? Hearing none, do we have any clarifying questions from the council? Have anyone from the public that would like to comment or ask questions? Council members, back to you for a motion or discussion.
This is Darlene. I make a motion to accept to grant the accessibility waiver of the vertical elevator on the basis of historical significance.
Thank you. Do we have a
Joe second? I'm seconding that motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion, council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant this waiver based on historical significance, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now, item number 5, 333 Jefferson Holdings, waiver number 453. Mr. Sellers.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress is in plan review. Compliance estimate amount spent on accessible features equals $616,462. Project construction cost and construction over the past 3 years is $470,435.30 with 131% economic threshold. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a two-story hotel. This is a change of use from 4 apartment buildings to a hotel. The 4 buildings are building 343, a two-story building with 2,716 square feet and 4 units. Building 345, a one-story building with 3,123 square feet and 6 units. Building 337, a two-story building with 2,702 square feet and 4 units. And building 333, a two-story building with 3,782 square feet and 6 units. The lots for 4 of the 4 buildings are being connected by unity of title and converted into 20 units with a staff lobby and new handicap accessible ramp. The project alteration cost is $470,435.30. The alteration will include a new ramp, new accessible rooms, structural repairs, new flooring, new plumbing fixtures. Estimates for 3 elevators were submitted as follows: 175,223 and 178,246 for building 333, 176,755 and 178,246 for building 337, and 186,521 and $181,873 for building 343. The total cost for the 3 elevators is $533,851. The architect stated that the addition of the elevators would significantly alter the structure of the buildings. The buildings are located on a confined site that does not allow for further development due to established setbacks. The applicant alleges that the hardship is caused by condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general, and the substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Do we have anyone representing 333 Jefferson Holdings on the line? Hearing none. Council members, do we have any clarifying questions? Do we have anyone from the public that would like to make a comment or ask questions? Hearing none, council members, up for discussion or motion?
I move that we grant this based on economic hardship.
This is Seth Meyer. I second.
Do we have any further discussion, council? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Do we have any further comments or issues to be brought before the council today?
Yes. Marlita, it's Tom. I just had a question about application number 1. Did we actually get a reason for the denial? I might have missed it, but just wanted to make sure and wanted to check with Chris to see that she has it in her notes. Because when I heard the motion, it was just a motion to deny, and there weren't any grounds cited.
This is Beth Meyer. I think the question I asked was, you know, why it was brought forward as a Title II request. So, and I believe that that was also confirmed by Mo. And so there's nothing we can do. I mean, you can take this to the, you know, the full council meeting, but to, it's a Title II entity. We shouldn't even be looking at those.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Campbell?
Hold on.
Okay.
Ms. Chris, can you hear me?
Yes.
She doesn't have her mic on because of the recording.
All right. I'm in. I just
back and forth
to check. But if we think we've got a valid reason and grounds, then that's fine.
Hey, Tom, this is Norman Downey. Yes, the valid reason is in the Title II entity or building that still has to meet the ADA. Thanks.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. If there's no further questions, we're going to do our final roll call. One moment.
Did we vote on that last one?
I'm sorry?
Did we vote on that last one?
We did vote on the last one, sir. Okay. On number 5?
Yeah, there was a motion and a second.
Okay, we can take that vote again. It was a motion to grant based on economic hardship. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. Now we'll move to our final roll call. Mr. Delvecchio?
I'm present, and I'd like to let the staff know and my fellow committee members that I would like them to enjoy their Memorial Day weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Beth Meyer?
Yes, I'm here.
Omar Tull is out. Darlene Lavell Crow?
I'm here.
Thank you. Paul Bixney?
Here.
Allison is out. Ladies and gentlemen, council members, thank you so much for your hard work and your homework. We would like to ask all of you to have a good and safe Memorial Day weekend, and this concludes our meeting. It is 2:42.
You too. Have a great weekend.
Have a great one. Take care.